This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world reacted with shock, tears, and prayers as it watched images of the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral burning in Paris Monday. Lisa Bryan reports for VOA from Paris.
Hundreds of people gathered across from Notre Dame to witness the burning, some in tears. The iconic 850-year-old Paris landmark survived 16th-century rioting by the Huguenots and the French Revolution, but not this deadly fire. For Paris resident Lisa Sussman from Atlanta, it was a personal blow.
It's horrible. I mean, it really is the center of Paris, and I was at my apartment with my friends, and it just hurts everyone's heart. I mean, they really feel that connected to it. I feel it too. It's really tragic. It was tragic to watch the spire fall.
Roughly 12 million people visit the cathedral yearly.
Lisa Bryan reporting for VOA from Paris. The U.S. Justice Department says that it will release Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election aimed at helping President Trump win the presidency. Mr. Trump claimed again Monday that he has already been exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the election, even as he and the American public await details of Mueller's 22-month investigation. The U.S. leader on Twitter said that Mueller and Attorney General William Barr, based on Mueller's finding, have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Mr. Trump contended that these crimes were committed by his 2016 opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, and dirty cops. That's his term for former top U.S. law enforcement officials and others. He said investigate the investigator.